The 90.7 FM.
Ika.
Kopi.
Caro.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Maryville.
Germantown.
London. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Patrick. Ashland.
Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haynes Falls. Hunter.
And, Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Anchor.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore. And
Hudson, New York.
Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, holds his 13th town hall meeting since taking office in January at 6 p.m. on May 28th at the Glasgow Firehouse in Ulster County. Delgado lets anyone attend and anyone ask questions, and lets those who cannot attend watch a Facebook Live web stream. WGXE picks up those web streams and broadcasts local congressional town hall meetings, including this one.
Tune in Representative Antonio Delgado's town hall meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday, May 28th on the radio at 90.7 FM and WGXE.org.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
And welcome to Forgotten Geek. Hate to talk over that, but you're here listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill. And today we're doing Forgotten Follow-Ups, sort of a companion to Forgotten One-Hitters, the failed singles that followed those. And we started off with the our intro music this week is Hysteria, the one of the last shows from the classic team behind Animaniacs, Tiny Toons, etc. It lasted two seasons. Not forgotten, but it's the best I could come up with. Still not as well remembered as like Pinky and the Brain, probably because of how Kids WB treated anything that wasn't Pokemon at the time. Anyways, into some geek speak. Out of the frying pan that became King's Landing, into the fire of a galaxy far, far away. As Disney CEO Bob Iger revealed Game of Thrones producers / punching bags David Benioff and D.B. Weiss's trilogy will fill the recently announced post-Skywalker spots for Star Wars. If this has anything to do with BuzzFeed's report that all this might have something to do with BuzzFeed's report that Altered Carbon creator Leta Caligridis has written a script / possible trilogy starter based on the Knights of the Old Republic setting, and that remains to be seen though. Iger also said that there will be at least one more live-action show joining The Mandalorian and the Rogue One prequel. Come on, holiday special prequel about young B. Arthur. On the heels of, but reported before, The Lonely Island surprise return, Heat Vision broke that member and pop star never stopping co-director Akiva Schaffer will helm a theatrical live-action CGI reboot of Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, which will go for a meta-take on the crime-fighting Disney Afternoon rodents rather than an origin piece. Hopefully meaningless strained wrists for the animators, director Jeff Fowler tweeted that Sonic the Hedgehog has been pushed back from November to February 2020 to fix a design that shouldn't have needed to be fixed in the first place. This moves it away from Frozen 2, but against an unknown Disney live-actioner and the Kingsman prequel. Sony is seeking to avoid these kind of problems to begin with and break the curse of video game-based movies. The Hollywood Reporter reporting they have formed PlayStation Productions to oversee adaptations of their many films and series-ready IPs like The Last of Us, Metal Gear, and God of War. Predicting a slobbernocker who gets to play the last between Dave Bautista and Jason Momoa, maybe we can get Dwayne Johnson to ref. Speaking of cursed different medium to film adaptations, Akira is finally speeding out development dystopia. Playlist reports Warner's is scheduling Taika Waititi's live-action remake for May 2021. And I'll insert a quick recommendation for Waititi's What We Do in the Shadows, the series airing on FX, which focuses on a new trio of vampires living in New York City. Best moment so far being the star-studded vampire council scene. If they played a vampire in the last 30 or so years, they're there or mentioned. The ever-busy New Zealander also freed up some schedule time because of, timing. Cartoon Brew breaking that Waititi and Netflix have dropped out of Bubbles, the stop-motion animated film showing the life of Michael Jackson through his chimp companion's eyes. More on the sweet side of bittersweet music news, the BBC and New Music Express broke that after 20 plus years of being shafted due to the cautionary tale of really securing your samples, Richard Ashcroft will receive sole songwriting credit and royalties to Bittersweet Symphony from Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, though not control or publishing of the Verve's one mainstream hit that sampled the Stones last time and got walloped in the courts by publisher Alan Klein. Now, speaking of the 60s, first song which made it to number 33 following their big hit To Be With You, here is Mr. Big with Green Tinted 60s Mind.
Just walk out. old Elvis records circling the earth. I think I said four times over, were you present at the birth? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How we wonder what you are, spin a web of dreams, and die for us on a cross of pills. You must have done the theme. A manager on schools of thought, parasites who scheme, when writing up the holocaust of all those broken dreams. Rock and roll Babylon on the brink. Gives a little sly, come on, wink, to beckon the stars down from the sky. Rock and roll Babylon on the brink. Gives a little sly, come on, wink, to beckon the stars down from the sky. Can you hear me, Lady Diamond, in your home? Your mommy calls you in, are you oblivious to the throne that the fans reserve for you? The effigy is in stone. We loved you, Lady Diamond, but we lost you in the sun. Type of walker, take all our chances for us. Tightrope walker, take all our chances for us. Come on and be a tightrope walker, take all our chances for us. Tightrope walker, take all our chances. Was the assassin you and me to oversell the antidote, or is it down to Jack and Jerry Lee? If you bite a chunk out of the moon, will it help you see?
Okay, and that set started with Mr. Big's green-tinted 60s mind, which made it to 33 following their big hit To Be With You. And then you heard Love and Rockets, Rock and Roll Babylon. Of course, you know, Legends of the Alternative Scene, their biggest mainstream hit was So Alive. That then Rock and Roll Babylon then in place, but got to 29 on the alternative charts. Now, back to Geek Speak. Get your memes ready. I already did the goddamn Batman one. Because Variety says it's all but announced that the next Caped Crusader is Robert Pattinson. But of course, he's still just Edward Cullen and not a critically acclaimed actor known for Art House Fair or anything in the years since. Anyways, Deadline claims Nicholas Holt is also still in contention, though. Heat Vision followed with claims that Matt Reeves' more noir-tone reboot will reunite the deadly duo of Batman Returns, Catwoman, and Penguin as the main antagonist, though up to six rogues may appear in small roles overall. In addition to running a dozen TV shows, Greg Berlanti has been trying to get the Bat's hapless time-traveling teammate Booster Gold onto the big screen. Screenwriter Zach Stentz telling the Fanboy podcast the script is done to Berlanti's approval. The ball is now just in WBDC's court. If it's kicked back out, then just bring him into the CW verse already to join / succeed, spoiler alert, his son Rip Hunter. Grain of salt, but MCU Cosmic says that among the plans to keep Deadpool going through the upcoming X sabbatical is the third Tom Holland Spidey film being a team up between the best buds only in Wade's insane private world. A Disney Plus series for the Merc is also under consideration, they claim. I also wouldn't be surprised if they don't want to completely alienate the more adult fan base and go for a Hulu show instead. Spidey Coast Studio. Sony has locked up the services of Phil Lord and Chris Miller following Into the Spider-Verse, and the live feed reports this includes them acting as gods of Sony's intended Spidey TV-verse, focusing on various supporting characters and spinoffs. Spawn only just began a triumphant stride down a long, hard road out of development hell. And it might already be tripping. Todd McFarlane told ComicBook.com that Jamie Foxx and the Jeremy Renner-led A Hard R reboot is running into script conflicts among the different players involved, and stated he'll walk if it changes too much. The Goon is hoping to punch its own way on the screen for the first time nearly a decade after a successful proof-of-concept Kickstarter campaign. Blur Studios updated the latter's page to announce a development deal has been made with 20th Century Fox and Oblivion / Apes Company, the Churning Group. Tired of people still sniggering over how they let Marvel slip out of their hands, Paramount has responded by teaming with Ghost Rider movies producer Stephen Paul to bring cinematic life to the Atlas stable of characters. Who? Quick history. Marvel founder Martin Goodman left in 1972 and launched a new company using one of the names the house he founded had bore in their lean years, Atlas. It's generally referred to as Atlas Seaboard by fans to differentiate. It only lasted 3 years and over 20 titles. None lasted more than 4 issues, despite talents such as Steve Ditko, Wally Wood, Neil Adams, Alex Toth, future stars like Howard Chaykin, very good pay, and an early pioneer in creator rights. There really is no point in giving summaries of characters like Ironjaw, Grim Ghost, the Destructor, and the Brute. Okay, that last one was a Hulk ripoff through and through, because fans still laugh about how the premises changed halfway through each series. And the Kiva Goldsmith is involved, because of course he is. Well, despite the current dreary weather, it is finally spring again, or really more again in the summer, because... but here is Biz Markie with Spring Again. And you might recognize the open if you don't remember what his original hit was.
Yo, me and Cool V, this gonna be our new single. And when you hear the story, you say it's alright though. Yo, Cool V, why don't you give me a cue? One more cue and then I'm ready to go in.
You like when the winter's gone and all of a sudden it start getting warm. The trees and the grass start looking fresh and the sun and the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, flowers be blooming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. Fly girls looking the best they could be and the guys be duking down, you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. I like Easter time with a grin, cause when I was little I used to go to Coney Island. We used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy, cause back then it was like fine and dandy. We used to get dressed up in double knits and the plaid suit jackets, cause they were legit. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce, cause
it's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the summer falling love.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you thought that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house pout for no reason, just because you thought your man was skeezing for a couple of days. Look gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone rang, he begged for your forgiveness and you know what that brings. Joy and happiness into your life before you felt like your heart was stabbed by a knife. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if he did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front?
and wanted you to act like you was on the hunt. I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl to always try to play hard to get. I know I caught it myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Need a diabolical, be obsessed, and go out for something that a girl possess. They're really on yours, they're really on yours. They want you to treat them like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers. Truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Man, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. Cause in this case, you were just overlooker. Send her on the way and say, I can't help you.
It's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Myself 100 times, then I start to cry. It's off of my neck now, I'm running like a dog. I can't remember how I started, but it's too late to turn back the clock. I gotta keep on and on and on and on. On my heart frame for a heart attack, I'm gonna collapse, I better bit or not. I get abused for the things I've done. I'll never see the sunrise no more. What the hell, I'm gonna keep on fighting for my sanity, or for my family, or for my baby, or for my baby. I knew how to play the game right, but this time I made a mistake, and I'm gonna pay the price. I'd rather be paying to the Grim Reaper and then the Law Keeper. I'm running
I'm running out of time. Too late to waste time and hate. I fell to my knees to pray to your God, but the God wasn't there for me. I saw a bit of myself along life and stamina. I do believe I was starting to lose my nerve and my mind. I heard a little voice screaming, if you do the crime, you must end of the time. If you do the crime, you must end of the time. If you do the crime, you must end of the time. My belly on the beast doesn't have its name on its list, no. I gotta keep on moving and grooving. I gotta keep on moving and grooving. I gotta keep my mind clear. From the devils and the demons, I will not fear. The devils and demons, I will not fear.
That started with Biz Markie, Spring Again, and its following song, The Capitals. We've got a thing that's in the groove from the band that gave us Cool Jerk. Of course, this is a problem that Todd in the Shadows pointed out on his excellent One-Hit Wonders series. A lot of times, the reason they're One-Hit Wonders is they can't let you forget their first song. So, yeah, Spring Again opens with the sample of, you know, Just a Friend, or again, I'm in even more trouble with the original songwriter. And then the Capitals sounds, you know, starts off sounding a lot like Cool Jerk, but OMC's On the Run didn't sound like their big American hit, How Bizarre. You can hear still in grocery stores, didn't chart in the U.S., but it made the 30 in their native New Zealand. Singles released there following How Bizarre doing even better. Now back to Geek Speak, as it's almost 11:30 here on Forgotten Geek, WGXC 90.7. The comic Tragic Misadventures of Rick and Morty will resume in November. It was announced via tweet. The fourth season is so practically done, in fact, that Dan Harmon posted random ideas they come up with for the fifth season, including Maximum Overdrive with Grass, sort of sounds like The Happening, an 11th commandment found, Wesley Sniper, Barknado, and Jerry doing weird things with pine cones and hair, among many others in the creative process that birthed Pickle Rick. The inspiration for Rick and Morty and many others will be back in time for the theater next February, Gizmondo breaking that Back to the Future of the musical, conceived by the film's original creative and musical team, with Grammy Award winner Glenn Ballard, will premiere with a 12-week engagement at the Manchester Opera House and move to London's West End next February. Ballard's new songs will join Alan Silvestri's iconic score and several of the jukebox hits from the original, like Power of Love and Johnny Be Good. And even without record-setting box office, you know Lionsgate is going to keep riding the John Wick train, especially after the Hellboy reboot will end up being one of the biggest bombs. Never a good sign when your own actors are rewriting their own dialogue on set. A fourth entry in the Keanu Assange series will gun its way into theaters May 2021. And while they're at it, Lionsgate also thought, why not hand over Jigsaw to NatX? Announcing they've signed on to Chris Rock's pitch for a Saw reboot, scheduled for October 2020. Only God forgives, the Witchfinder General burns. Deadline reports Nicholas Winding Refn's remake of the Vincent Price 60s classic is picking up the development torch again, signing on The Road director John Hillcoat and Paddington/Woman in Black 2 scribe John Croker. And now completely Disney-owned Hulu is bringing their own horror anthology entry to play. Lifey reporting they've picked up from Annapurna Television an adaptation of Nathan Ballegaard's short story collection, North American Lake Monsters. They will episodically explore encounters between Louisiana natives, life-changing run-ins with assorted supernatural forces, including vampires and falling angels. Now, getting back to our Forgotten Follow-Ups theme, here is Free Fought with the Stealer.
Yeah.
Forgotten follow-up started with Freeze the Steeler following Love Hurts. That was it, right? Okay. Got to 49 in U.S. They continue to do Let's see, got to number 49 in the United States. Shockin', then we came up, followed that with Shockin' Blue, Mighty Joe, which followed their hit Venus. Almost cracked the top 40. They continued great in their native Netherlands and Europe. And OK Go, Get Over It, closed that set. Kind of cheating. It was originally a single off the first album, making it high on the alternative charts and in the UK. Got re-released in the US after the early viral hit Here It Goes Again. But the actual follow-up was This Too Shall Pass. While that didn't chart, it too became a viral hit thanks to the Rube Goldberg device-based video. Quick, tight, but restrained, and not why you might suspect, mostly non-spoilery post-mortem for Game of Thrones. I liked it. Ending, that is. Minor execution problems aside, it was not character assassination. There's a reason I heard Magneto's theme in the background for that character several times when I first got into the show. Well, it wasn't character assassination literally until the actual last episode. Yeah, let's see. I do not like, but am not really surprised, just disgustedly disappointed with the fan reaction. And I will leave it at that and urge everyone to move on just like Arya did on the Sunset Sea. But just one more thing. Hey, I almost did another musical interpretation set to follow this, but stuck to the theme for the show, so as not to test the audience patience anymore. White tangentially allows me to relay some very unsourced rumors regarding GOT's possible other follow-up besides GOT Origins, The Long Night, not actual title. The administrator of the fan wiki claims to have seen deeply detailed, exhaustive plans for a 5+ season exploration of the Doom of Valyria titled Empire of Ash. Histories and lore bridge time. Valyria was the Planetos' Rome stand-in, ruled by platinum-haired, incestuous dragon riders. Said Doom was basically magical Pompeii on steroids. Ironic, since Jon Snow himself was in Paul W. Anderson's awful Pompeii movie. Anyways, that wiped the Valyrians out, except for a little-known family called the Targaryens, who heeded a daughter's dreams, loaded up the dragons, and moved to Westerosi. This almost too plausible rumor says the show would split focus between the political drama of Valyria and the infamous Death Continent Sothorios as XP for Rome's North Africa conquest, the game being played between the New Bloods, which include those wacky Targs but are represented by a black-skinned, platinum-haired female dragon rider, dealing with prejudice from the Old Bloods who look down on the young'uns for, gasp, marrying outside their family every once in a while, though the traditionalists are said to be mainly rep by a man in an openly gay relationship. Oh, and of course, lots and lots of dragons. Time will tell, but until it does, I'm moving on from the world of ice and fire myself to avoid getting as burnt out as the people of King's Landing. Oops, too soon? Not too soon to update, announce some of the series hoping to fill the teats and dragon hole besides Amazon's Lord of the Rings prequel and HBO's own pickup of BBC's Dark Materials readaptation. Netflix announced it will post the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance up on August 30th, exploring the backstory of the struggle between the still practically based Muppet Gelflings and Skelsis for the Crystal of Truth. Hulu and Fox 21 left Apple having to be content with Taiki Waititi's Time Bandits to fill their fantasy streaming needs, beating them to acquire a miniseries adaptation of Stephen King's Eyes of the Dragon, his sole straightforward heroic fantasy and family-friendly effort, though it was also a step in building the King multiverse thanks to the presence of a main villain with a familiar name, Flag. And finally, Netflix also announced at the end of the year we'll see the debut of The Witcher, starring Henry Cavill as monster hunter Geralt of Rivia, based on Andrzej Sapkowski's series of short stories and inspired a disowned Polish TV adaptation and the mega-popular role-playing video game. So, going to our last full set, one of my favorites, and also a bit of a cheat that I'll go into later, here is The Different Story by Peter Schilling.
I'm so low.
Set started with Peter Schilling, A Different Story, peaked at 61 several years after his hit broke for Major Tom, but placed high on the alternative charts and became almost as much of a staple for Retro Hours as Major Tom. Nazareth, Hair of the Dog, which didn't chart after their big hit, and they continue to be big in the UK and Germany and were a big influence on the burgeoning heavy metal genre. This also brings up the regional slash genre issue of one-hitters. Because I heard this a lot growing up in on Texas hard rock stations. And then we ended with Tattoos, Not Gonna Get Us, the fake lesbian Russian group's follow-up to All the Things She Said. Didn't place in the U.S., but they continue to be big in Russia and score some more hits across Europe. So, thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek here on WGXC 90.7 FM. We're going out with Elm, Moonlight, and Muzak, which got up to 33 in the UK following his one-hit Hot Music. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with regular music and probably Chris from the Catskill Maker Syndicate to discuss some exciting new projects. Have a good afternoon.